Yeah, it's me. I'm already back home. Oh, yeah. Don't even ask. Oh well. And yet, another date turns out to be a total failure. Welcome to the world of dating apps, I guess. No. Okay, you don't get to say all of that. Because you can say surprise, surprise all you want, but at least I'm trying to find someone. Unlike a certain somebody who hasn't even attempted to ask anyone out ever since she got a place with such a pretty girl. Of course, I noticed. It's really hard not to notice your pretty much non-existent romantic life, no offense. And it's really hard to watch too. Oh. Well, because you're not putting enough effort. Did I say that? Well, maybe, yeah. True, I call myself pretty, but because I love my aesthetic and feel pretty at times. So what? No. Hey, okay, I'll have you know that I wouldn't even come close to dating anyone who's only interested in my looks. So that kind of ruins your argument. I'm sorry. You'll need to come up with something else. No, people don't swipe just based on looks in dating apps. No, they don't. Oh, stop it. No. They look at the hobbies, your interests, where you're from, and what you like. Okay, yeah. Yeah. I guess it is mainly placed on how they look, but hey, shush. Still, just because others might do it doesn't mean that I do. Yeah. And if my aesthetic gets me more dates with my potential the one, then so be it. Again, at least I'm trying. I like someone Hey. Why don't you get out there, try to find a pretty girl? You will move in together and it will be so nice to get rid of you know? You snore way too loud some nights. Yeah, thank God I never bring a date home. Yikes. Oh, there it is, yeah. The typical loner response. Yeah, this I don't want a relationship lie. 'Cause this is a straight up lie. Yeah, right. We both know you wish you could have someone like me to cuddle up and watch movies with. You can't fool me, Rumi. I know you are touch-starved. And by the looks of things, it is your own fault with how you're going about it. Yeah, you know? Going about it by doing nothing about it. It's a pretty good way of staying touch-starved, if you ask me. So yeah, good job. Oh. Right. So you wouldn't want someone like me sitting close right next to you, softly brushing your arm like that. See, turning bright red is a big giveaway that you're wanting something, but you don't turn that red unless you haven't been touched like that for a very, very long time. So, are you going to admit that you are touch-starved? Or are you going to stick by that terrible lie that you don't want a relationship? Which, by the way, even a blind person could see that you're lying about that. Liar. Fine. I'll just keep brushing your arm till you admit it. Yeah, just like that. I can see you enjoying this. You know, because you're not that good at hiding things, despite what you might think. Yeah, not that good at all. Now that makes me wonder how your friends would react now. Yeah, seeing there, I don't want a relationship, friend. Enjoying a woman's soft touch, brushing up and down their arm. Personally, I think they'd be jealous. Especially if that girl was someone like me. Pretty. Outgoing. Fun to be around. Not to mention, I also clean and cook. As you already know. I'm a total package for gamer girls like them. Am I not? As well as for girls like you. Don't you think? Are you doubting me? Well, just because all of those dates couldn't see it, doesn't mean it's not there. I would have done all of that for the right person. And more. If only anyone would have noticed more than just a face, wrapped in the brooding, dark goth aesthetic. Yeah, I'm a sweetheart. I'm a homebody, okay? And I'd love to have something serious. And it's hard to see that when they're not even trying to look inside. You know? But, oh well. Maybe there isn't anyone out there who would appreciate something like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know? Maybe it's not meant to be. There's someone out there for me. Do you think so? Well, that's very sweet of you to say, but coming from someone who's not even trying to get a date, I don't think those words work. Coming from that mouth. Mm-hmm. Anyway, if all of the cute girls like yourself are too scared to go on a date and have, I doubt I'd find the one on any of them. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hmm? Yeah. I called you cute. It is the truth after all, so of course I'd say that. Why? Are you not used to a girl complimenting you, either? Oh, sweetie, look at you. You've gotten so red. I can barely recognize you. Well, I can't stop with all of the teasing. If you want me to. But only if you want me to. Sorry, Rumi. I'm not buying it. No. I'm not buying it. If you look away from me. And stutter while saying it. In fact, that only makes me think you actually want more. Mm-hmm. Am I wrong? Well, because if you don't want more, then I just feel bad. Maybe. Come on, look at me. If you truly want me to stop, then look at me and tell me to stop. It can be too hard, can it? Or is me being this close to you, is that too much for you to handle, maybe? Because like I said, if you can look at me and tell me to stop teasing you, then I will. So come on, room. You want more teasing now? And what happened to your I don't need no girlfriend nonsense? Cause that's just been swept away, hasn't it? Oh, don't worry. It's so cute to watch someone crumble in embarrassment when they've been caught. Nuh-uh, Rumi. I don't think I will stop. After all, you asked me for more, didn't you? And as a good person I am, as a good friend of yours, who would I be to deny you such a vulnerable request? Speaking of more teasing, let me get a little bit closer. Oh, what I mean is... There we go. Much better. Am I too close, Rumi? You sure, though? I think it's okay. I think you can handle it. Just look at me. With those perfect eyes of yours. See? That's it. Isn't this much, much better? Knowing that those innocent eyes looking deep into my soul. As I look back into the beautiful soul you have behind those eyes. Yes, I said beautiful. The kind, gentle, and also sarcastic, gotta admit. But I like it. Because you, little cutie, got a beautiful soul to go with your perfect character. Yeah. The imperfectly perfect. Yet so shy that she doesn't even know what to do with herself. No, I'm not making fun of you. Teasing you, yes. But I'm not joking. Not about this. Everything I'm saying to you is true. Just like how every date I went on was to hopefully get you out of my head. But no one even came close to how perfect you are. No, I'm not lying. But please, let's not start with this whole nonsense again. Yeah, this... Are you pranking me? You're way too out of my league, or... A pretty girl can be flirting with me and actually mean it. Because I do... mean it. Yeah. Honestly, that's been on my chest for a while now, and I'm glad it's finally gone. No, I'm not kidding. That's the thing. Oh, you know what? Screw it. You need more kisses to make sure. My, my, how greedy. Okay, then. Not that I would complain, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Come here. So, who doesn't need a relationship? By the looks of it, you actually got yourself into one. Now, don't you think? And from now on, no matter where I am, if I sense you with a frown, I'll be there for you. Always. Oh, shut up. I'm not adorable when I'm all sappy, no. Don't make me climb on top of you and pin you down, miss. No. Not because I don't want it. Well, because I'm hoping to save that for a much more intimate moment together. Later on. Yeah. So, what do you want to do? Maybe. How about watch a movie while your new girlfriend snuggles up to you? Yeah. Sounds perfect. I'm glad. Yeah. Then again, I'm not surprised. I'd imagine someone as perfect would say exactly that. Honestly, I might just make out with you instead of watching any movie right now. We'll see. Because today is a good day to test our self-control then. Okay. Let's find a movie to watch. And I'll get you touchful in the process. My starving baby will be very well fed. Come here.